Welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside beautiful Seattle in the United States. But actually, today I'm not in Seattle. I'm actually broadcasting live from the Third World Conference on Peace and Light here in the beautiful Dominican Republic in the Caribbean. This is an incredible conference, and I'll be having some amazing speakers from the conference on my show in just a few minutes. I pre-recorded this these interviews about an hour ago, 2 hours ago, and you'll be hearing some fascinating people, including a doctor from Bermuda called Dr. Cairo Rocha. He's a fascinating fellow with many stories about the Bermuda Triangle and Finhorn, as well as a gentleman named Dr. Stefano Montemayor from Puerto Rico, who has had face-to-face contact with many different benevolent extraterrestrial races over many years, and he'll be talking about his experiences then. Also coming on will be a wonderful doctor from Argentina named Dr. Blunde, who's found that if you send positive thoughts to a developing baby in the womb, that child will greatly benefit from those positive thoughts once they're born. As well, joining us will be Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Emoto Peace Project. She's here from Japan. And finally, several more people will be coming on the show as well, including a wonderful gentleman named Dr. Angel Fernandez. Dr. Fernandez is the gentleman who organized this conference. This is the third one, and it's an incredible opportunity to meet some of the world's most fascinating and interesting healers, psychic people, as well as UFO people as well. For more information about the conference, please go to their website at www.paxluxmundi. That's paxluxmundi.com. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world, with over 140,000 listeners in over 70 countries. And with that, I want to thank everyone so much for sending me lots of love and light for my cold. I'm feeling much, much better, and I know everyone's good thoughts have really helped me. I also want to thank everyone so much for their support for the program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. And with that, I want to thank Kiko in California, Antoinette in England, and Deb Foster, as well as Shirley Faison in Aslam, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Marku in Helsinki, Finland, Darren in Olympia, and Rod Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world for their wonderful support. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, as well as and many other people who've supported this show. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol for founding my website and providing wonderful support, my friends at the Emoto office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show and my angelic and earthly family, as well as KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones or passed on or contact your guides and get good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States on my cell at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States or in Canada. I'd like to thank everyone so much today for sending their love and light to Michiko's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke. She's better. She's home now. She's getting good care. And I know that your love and prayers really helped her. If you could continue to send Masako additional love and light, that would be wonderful. I'd also like to thank everyone who sent my good friend Orion, who was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer several months ago, love and light, because his cancer is now almost gone. And I think that's in huge part to your beautiful love and prayers. And please send your love and prayers to him. Also, if you could send love and prayers to my friend Marco's mother, Luisa, who had a stroke recently in Helsinki, and my friends John and Wally in the Olympia area, as well as Dr. William out in Tacoma. That would be really appreciated. My book, Messages from the Masters, it's been published. It's been out 1 week now. Former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer wrote the foreword, and the book is now available on both CreateSpace and on Amazon. For people interested, you can also order an autographed copy of the book directly from me for $20, which includes shipping and handling. If you'd like a copy of the book, please send an email to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The book is all about humanity's bright, beautiful future, as well as what would have happened if Jack Kennedy had lived. There are also messages from Nostradamus, Jack and Bobby Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Nikolai Tesla, Dr. Masaru Emoto, President Eisenhower, and the Galactic Alliance and others on what our future is like. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my Galactic Conference earlier this year. We'll be having a fourth annual Galactic Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location in Olympia at 9101 Stillicum Road. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television. We now have over 40 episodes available on YouTube for free. And if you'd like to watch it, please do. We also broadcast three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle area. In about 3 weeks, from September 7th through the 12th, I'll be sponsoring a very special spiritual trip to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. Mount Shasta is a special place. It contains many entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And it's about Mount Shasta itself. It's about 250 miles from San Francisco, and the ancient Lemurian city of Telos is about 100 miles beneath the mountain. We'll be camping right next to the entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 509-750-9793. The cost for the trip is just $200. It includes free dry camping right on Mount Shasta in one of the most beautiful places on this planet. I hope you can come. I'm broadcasting today from the Dominican Republic from the Third World Conference on Peace and Light. And outside of my window here is a beautiful scene of the Caribbean. It's such a beautiful place, and there's so much peace around here too. I hope you'll enjoy this pre-recorded interview that I did with several wonderful people here at the conference. But before we go to that, I'd also like to mention that during the Mount Shasta trip, Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Priest Project will be giving a presentation at the Mount Shasta Library on Sunday, September 10th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., on messages from water based upon Dr. Emoto's wonderful research. We'll also be meeting Diane Robbins, who's been visiting Telos and the Hollow Earth for decades and has written many wonderful books about her experiences. For those interested in learning more about the Katsuzama Hado machine and how it can be used to help diagnose any spiritual or physical condition, please come to the Crystal Voyage Bookstore. That's in Tacoma, Washington, on September 3rd. She'll be giving a presentation along with Adam and Joss Bickelson, what I call the sons of the Bickelson, I call them nicknamed the Bickelson brothers, the sons of Dr. Harvey Bickelson. The event is free, and all we ask is you just give donations, but it'd be a benefit for the Emoto Peace Project. And again, it's on Sunday, September 3rd, between about 5:30 p.m. till about 8:30 or 9 p.m. It's an experience that you won't want to miss. Normally, these lectures based on the Hado machines are only given in Tokyo, Japan. So this is a very special and unique opportunity for people to actually see how these machines are demonstrated, and she'll be demonstrating how these machines work to help anybody with almost any physical or spiritual condition. Dr. Emoto found, before he passed away in 2014, that all life is Hado. In other words, all life is vibration. And if you have a disease, the ancient Egyptians thought that disease was actually dis-ease. In other words, if you had a disease, that was also a condition of the vibration, that the vibration wasn't quite right with someone's either spiritual or mental or physical condition. And these machines really help recalibrate that vibration, so you hopefully become better and healthier whatever you have. But with that, what I'd like to do is now is to go ahead and play this interview that I had these interviews that I did. There'll be two segments. I'll be coming back during the first part of the next hour to introduce my other guests as well. And I hope you'll enjoy this wonderful interview that I just did here at the International Conference of Peace and Light. Eric, could you please play that interview? Thank you so much. Hello, friends. I have some fantastic guests here today. I'm at the Peace and Light Conference here in the Dominican Republic, and I have Michiko Hayashi with me, who's the global director of the Emoto Peace Project all the way from Tokyo, Japan. Michiko, say hi to my audience.
Hello, everyone. I am Michiko, and I'm now in Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo, to participate in this beautiful conference called the World Conference on Peace and Light. And it's I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Ted.
Wonderful. And I also have a wonderful lady named, I hope I have your name pronounced correctly, Dr. Mireille Blan.
Mireille
Blan. I'm sorry. I think I'll just call you Dr. Blan. Dr. Blan, could you please introduce yourself to my audience?
Yes. Buen día a todos. Yo hablo castellano y francés e inglés poquito. Estoy acá también en esta conferencia maravillosa donde nos encontramos con mi chico porque estamos apasionados de un mismo tema, a pesar que lo abordamos de modo diferente.
Hola, buenos días. Estoy aquí en esta conferencia
en castellano, en inglés.
Inglés.
Hi, good morning. I'm here in this conference, and I'm here. I'm French, but I speak French, Spanish, not English. And
hay un tema específico que me apasiona en la vida, que lo que pasa cuando estamos en nuestra mamá fue embarazada de nosotros, y de dónde a dónde nacen los problemas que podemos tener y también nuestro talento.
Hay un tema que me there's a theme that I'm passionate about, and it's when the baby is in the moment of conception and how that affect our lives and the problems we have when we grow up.
And the beautiful thing also.
Así, and also the beautiful things that happen to us.
The reason why I have both Dr. Bell and Michiko Hayashi on together during this first segment of today's program is because they both found Michiko Hayashi has been carrying on the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, and Dr. Emoto found through his research that we can and do affect our physical reality with our thoughts. He, for example, found that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, these beautiful water crystals will be created. But if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, then negative, ugly images will also be created. And what Dr. Bali has found as well is that if you send negative thoughts to an infant which is developing in the womb, that infant could have problems later because of that negativity. So not only should you keep positive thoughts if you're not pregnant, but if you're pregnant, you especially want to have positive thoughts for your baby because that baby will react to those positive or negative thoughts.
Me di cuenta de todo esto en la consulta, ya que soy médica para empezar y que trabajé con el origen interno de los problemas y de las enfermedades.
I found this while working on private consults, because I'm a doctor, and I found out how this affects in our lives and in our health.
Me preguntaba cómo es que no podemos quedarnos en salud con este cuerpo tan maravilloso que tenemos. ¿Cómo se altera tan fácilmente?
I used to ask myself, if we have this beautiful and wonderful body we have, why we don't have the ability to keep the health and keep healthy all the time?
Esta era mi pregunta que me llevó a mucha investigación y finalmente trabajando a partir del síntoma, porque el síntoma nunca miente, y tirando el hilo conductor, podemos llegar
hasta el embarazo y la concepción.
And this is how I found out that the symptom, because the symptom never lies, in trying to pull the trying to pull from it, how can we what happened with those moments of conceptions and how that affect the present problems, physical problems we have right now.
Y hace mucho año atrás encontré también en la ciencia, digamos, iniciática, en la ciencia esotérica, una metáfora que me encantó respecto a ese tema. Es la metáfora de cómo de la que es el proceso de enchapar una medalla.
There is some metaphor that I found in which when you have like a metal and you want to cover it with gold, that process that I found out in what I use to make a parallel between the situation and how the cost of the problems or of the disease.
O sea que hay cuando el óvulo está a la concepción, cuando el espermatozoide se encuentra con el óvulo, hay un programa genético ahí adentro que puede ser, bueno, que es lo que es.
When at the moment of the conception, when the spermatozoide
spermatozoide
meets the ovum.
Sí, hay un, sí, sí, en la concepción.
And that moment.
Hay un momento donde hay un los dos programas se juntan y se crea una nueva célula.
Both programs meet together and there's a new cell created.
Bueno, sea lo que sea,
whatever it is,
eso representaría como la medalla.
That could be represented as the medal.
Y esa medalla, por tan buena que sea, siempre se puede mejorar.
And that medal, even though as better, if it's good or better, you can put it better, you can improve it.
Y si la mamá está conectada, digamos, con la energía cósmica, con la energía superior, con el universo, con el mental superior.
And if the mother is connected with the with the universe, with the cosmic energy, or the superior mental,
su vibración, su estado vibratorio, su estado etérico es diferente que si está conectado con lo cotidiano.
Her vibration will be different as if she is connected with ordinary things.
Y depende también de qué, de su intención. Cuando la intención tiene una dirección elegida y que la intención, por ejemplo, sería la paz, la luz, ya que estamos hablando de esto, y también porque es lo que la humanidad necesita ahora.
And it depends if the mother is connected with the light and the peace, and this is what we are talking about this time.
Dejando ser lo proceso de la naturaleza, el proceso de gestación que es normal y que ocurre normalmente, esta carga el cuerpo que físico que se forma de esta información.
Therefore, this baby, this body of the baby, is impregnated with this kind of information.
Sí. Y entonces, al oscilo de la generación, podemos esperar, suponer que algo cambiará
and
para
then,
todos.
And then we will imagine that all that information of their parents will change.
I have to ask, say that your research is so important. This means that pregnant mothers who are in a situation where there's domestic violence or a lot of negativity, that will negatively hurt the newborn child, won't it?
Él dice que toda esa información, por ejemplo, cuando una madre está expuesta a violencia familiar y está embarazada, toda esa situación va a afectar directamente al bebé.
Sí, es verdad. Ahora, si la madre está consciente, pase lo que pase en el entorno, ella es el actor principal. Y ese actor principal tiene un rol primordial, porque le puede decir a su bebé, mira, está pasando esto, y lo vamos a superar. Y ellas son las emociones de ellas, entonces es importante que se vayan preparando los jóvenes, porque ahí se trata de ir avanzando y de preparar los jóvenes.
If the mother has that situation, like familiar...
En el entorno.
And what she can do, since she is the principal role of it, what she can do is talk to the baby and tell him or her that we're going to improve, we're going to solve this situation in the best way. And this is for the young people who has the responsibility of bringing more better human beings and with this.
Well, I have to say, Dr. Bala, your ideas are revolutionary, and they're also very profound, too, and very, very important for the future of humanity.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, without Dr. Fernandez and his assistants, this conference would not be going on, and Dr. Bala and Michiko Hayashi, we would not even be here. So I want to take a short break now, and Dr. Fernandez... Would you like to come up and just give a few words? Because you were the organizer of this conference. This is the third World Peace and Light Conference here in the Dominican Republic, and you yourself have written many, many different publications. And I really like your work, and I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Ted. For
speakers here.
I was talking to the wrong device. Thank you so much for being here one more time. It's always a pleasure to have you, and to feel that you really enjoy the conference and share most of the special moments that we gather all together. I'm happy to have everybody here observing whatever is needed to be done, and happy to be able also to broadcast this program to so many countries as you usually do.
Well, Dr. Fernandez is an accomplished author. He has a table just outside the door here, and there must be at least 40 or 50 different publications on all kinds of fascinating spiritual topics, including indigo, crystal children, the coming new earth. All kinds of topics, and he's an accomplished author. He's organized this conference. It's a fantastic conference. If you want more information on it, please go to their website at www.paxluxmundi, and you can learn a lot more. And if you weren't able to come to this year's conference, I'm sure they'll have another conference next year with luck. And because it's one of the best conferences I've ever been at, with so many fascinating speakers, all working hard to make this world a better place.
Well, we are all the time on the way to organize the next conference. As a matter of fact, last year, when the day we finished, we took approximately a week or so before we started organizing this year's event. And we feel so happy because there's a group of very accomplished people who work all together all the time, sharing ideas and projects and put them in, you know, making like a convergence to provide the best of our input for this conference and subsequent conferences in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that you may be a witness today of what we do, or we try at least to do. Which is a lot of work actually, but
it's so
enjoyable for us. And you see these many people gathering from all over the world. I mean, they come from everywhere: South America, North America, Europe, Eastern Europe, the Orient, and this is for us like a compromise of, you know, try to get involved in the next organization if we can.
Do you mind if I ask a question, Dr. Fernandez?
Feel free.
All right, good. Michiko, my friend here, told me about your seminar that you had in Japan.
Right.
And when you had your seminar, you talked about the Bitcoin and what it represented for the future. No, it was seminar? Presentation.
Video.
The video that you had. Yeah. I was wondering what if you might like to comment on that, if possible.
About the Bitcoin?
Yeah, the Bitcoin.
Well, I already referred to this kind of venture in many of my TV programs, and I do have some videos. This may probably be the new venture for entrepreneurs to do something that keeps going money away until its complete disappearance. I do honestly believe that this is the beginning of a new age for people abandoning the actual economic system and getting into a new one, which is going to be, you know, like a forming part of the new age economic world. You know, very different from this one right now.
Several months ago, I've had Simon Parks and Wynne Keats from England on my show, and they were talking about the same thing. If you'd like, I'd love to connect you with them, and perhaps you could share some ideas.
I would love to. I mean, actually, I have done some of my research and, you know, what I have found out in my most recent books, and I expect to be continuing the same. In the same way, but a little bit apart of some odd theories, you know, bringing together dangers, desolation, and things like that, I do not agree with.
Sure. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you so much for coming in today to give a brief statement, Dr. Fernandez. I know you're busy, but...
It's okay. It's always a pleasure. I'd like to introduce a friend of mine who is here. And he's a person with a lot of psychic capabilities, like you, with lots of experiences. And he's been a close friend of mine since I came over to the Dominican Republic. And if you feel like he would be coming here.
Yes, wonderful.
Raymond, please come over.
Hello, Raymond.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Your name is, let me look at...
Raymond Hackes.
Raymond Hackes. Well, thank you, Raymond. Raymond, thank you so much for being here.
Nice
to meet you, too. Do you live here in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, I live here since I'm 11, but I was raised in Italy.
Oh, in Italy?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Beautiful time of my life.
My goodness, wow. Well, I'm so happy you're here today. Dr. Fernandez says you're a psychic, and...
Well, I believe each and every one of us are here for the same reason, because we are spiritual beings. And yes, I had experiences like all of us, and because, like she said this morning, everything that surrounds us, your shirt... the table, your computer, was the imagination of someone else. So we are basically living in a world made of the imagination of others. So since I was a little kid, I had experiences with UFOs. My father was killed when I was 7 years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I didn't know by that time. And I started to see him. To see his spirit, and I didn't know what was happening. So I said to my mother, I'm seeing this man visiting me every night. So since I was a little kid, I couldn't disconnect myself from spirituality. So when I came here to the Dominican Republic, At the beginning, I had to protect myself from some concept like tigueraje. It's a philosophy we have here that we have to take advantage of the other. And I was always surrounded by spiritual people because, like Angel Luis said before, that's your real family. So, I'm very connected to my intuition, like everyone here. And for me, it's a pleasure to share, to learn, and to share love with people like you and all the fellows here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I look forward to talking to you more during the conference.
Of course.
Sound like a fascinating fellow, and I'm so glad you're here.
My pleasure.
Yeah, wonderful, pleasure. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, on behalf of all my listeners, I also would like to invite another wonderful person who's been working hard to make this conference a big success. And that's
Mairena Molina.
That's right. You took the words right out of my mouth. I wanted to make sure.
Wow.
Wonderful. Well, what is the Conference of Peace and Light meant to you?
Well, it's a big work for us, but very satisfying. We meet a lot of people from all around the world, and very important people with important things to say to all of us. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity here in Santo Domingo to have them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we feel very happy because of that.
I have to tell you that the frequency of the planet has been rising dramatically. For tens of thousands of years, what's called the Schumann resonance was at 7.8 hertz. Then last September, it almost doubled to 14. And Christmas, it went up to 40 hertz. And back in May, it went up to 120. And I'm told now it's going to approaching 200 during this August timeframe. And what that means is for conferences like yours, it's going to become even more successful than it has been. And maybe you're getting, I could see double or triple attendance in the coming years, with much more people being interested in creating a planet of peace and light.
Mm-hmm. That's very important for us, and I think that's why we are here, doing this work for all of you.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Fernandez, would you like to say anything else?
Spanish, English, or Portuguese?
English. English is fine. And then you could say some words in Spanish, too, if you like.
Well, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to thank all of these friends gathered here all together for bringing us this kind of asset in the form of peace and light. And I sincerely appreciate their coming, and also I would like to dedicate a few words to those others who weren't able to join us this time because of economic inconveniences or some other kind of inconveniences, but who are truly here with their hearts and their minds, and they are following this in some way.
Mm-hmm.
To these persons spread all over the world, my best salutation and my best thank you for being my inspiration to carry on with this task. A little bit sad for not having them here today,
mm-hmm.
but look forward to eventually in the future get all the means to be able to produce the sufficient assets as to launch invitations.
You know? Wonderful.
But pregnant invitations,
uh-huh.
with including airfare and accommodation.
Oh, lovely. Wonderful.
This is what I call pregnant invitations.
Okay. Now I know what that means.
Thank you so much, Ted. You're doing so well. I wish you the best. I wish you
thank you.
All success in your future endeavors with the new TV channel and the radio,
mm-hmm.
which is broadcasted so many countries, even more and more every day. And at the same time, thank you for being here with us, for being so good friend of ours all together.
Well, you're doing wonderful work, and everyone here is wanting to make this planet a better place. Look at this room. It's almost completely filled up. And everyone here is here because they want to make the planet a better place. And I can't. That makes fills my heart with joy, frankly. And, you know, every year it's going to get more and more and more until the world transforms itself to a peaceful, benevolent planet. That's what I've seen from the future. My new book just came out, Messages from the Masters, and it talks about messages from the great spirits about our beautiful, bright future. And we're headed that way. We're headed that way, friends, and it's thanks to people like you and everyone here working hard to make this planet a better place. I know it's going to happen.
Thank you, Ted. Always at your disposal.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Bennett. And let me know when you have your next conference next year so I can start promoting that as well.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Fernandez, so much. I interrupted Dr. Bale and Michiko Hayashi from their presentation, so I'd like to go ahead and wrap up Dr. Bale's presentation now briefly with her profound and important insights about the role of thoughts on newborn children. And also I'd like to get Michiko's comments on that as well. And then I'd like to bring in Dr. Roca in the back there in a few minutes. But Dr. Bale, I'd love some closing remarks on you said something very profound earlier, that thoughts can affect a newborn baby. So that, let's say, a baby who's showered with lots of loving thoughts and positive thoughts while they're in the course of the 9 months before they're born, so that when they're born, are they happier and healthier if they have lots of love? I mean, that's a dumb question, but I think I know the answer, but please.
Sí. O sea, en realidad el tema comenzó hablando de la ley de que todo es mental, la ley universal de la mente y de la correspondencia. O sea, que lo que piensa la mamá y lo que vive la mamá va a influenciar sobre la calidad de la materia con la cual se construye el cuerpo. Entonces, sí, yo creo que el cuerpo va a ser mucho más fuerte, resistente y...
I started talking about the mentalism and the principle of correspondence. And definitely, if the mother has this beautiful, loving feelings for the baby, the baby will be born with a healthy
materials de construction.
All the materials, construction materials, will be like with better
building blocks.
Better building blocks. Es lo mismo si, por ejemplo, ese alma es un genio. Ponemos un Mozart y le da un piano roto. Necesitamos el cuerpo para manifestarnos. Entonces, este alma tendrá una otra manera de manifestar porque tendrá los elementos de salud, de fuerza, de integridad.
This baby will have all the elements of integrity and healthy, all the needs, all the materials he needs
to manifest.
Itself.
And I think your work is especially important because the new Earth, the new Gaia, wants to have a world of peace and harmony based on love. And if children can be raised in an environment of peace and harmony and love, it'll create a much better and happier planet.
Yeah, definitely. Quiero decir que justamente cuando el niño baña, sea durante el embarazo que después en un baño emocional y entonces por lo tanto hormonal de bienestar y de hormonas de la felicidad y del bienestar, entonces es un hábito bioquímico que toma y de ahí se puede influenciar el ADN. De la misma forma que hoy en día se demuestra que las hormonas negativas influyen en el ADN, yo creo que Michiko va a tener muchas cosas para decir sobre esto, la positiva también. Entonces, si estamos en un estado hormonal de bienestar, de felicidad, de paz, de luz y de amor, yo creo, es una hipótesis de trabajo, que podemos desarrollar en nuestro ADN algo que todavía duerma y que es para mañana.
Perdón. If the baby has all these beautiful feelings of love and it's like welcome baby, of course this will affect the ADN of the baby, as well as if the feelings are not so good and
yes, thank you. Perdón. sí, estaba diciendo que de la misma forma, porque todo el trabajo empezó también porque yo observé en los pacientes a partir del síntoma, remontando el hilo de su vida hasta el momento del embarazo, poniéndose en los zapatos de la madre. ¿Qué se decía esta mujer durante este momento? ¿Cuál era su vida? ¿Cómo se lo vivía? ¿Qué estaba sintiendo? Y se escucha a veces.
I started to my investigation with patients, talking about the symptoms, and going back until the moment of the conception. What was the mother of the baby was saying or feeling or thinking about in those moments, or if the person has a strong situation.
Y en este caso se descubre escuchando bien que lo que la persona dice se da cuenta a un momento dado que su mamá decía exactamente lo mismo.
And you're going to be able to find out that the person will be saying by for itself what the mother was saying at that moment.
Interesting.
Y entonces sentía exactamente lo mismo. O sea que la impregnación del adulto de hoy depende de la impregnación de su mamá.
Therefore, what the adult today will think or is impregnant of the thoughts of her mother or his mother had at those at that specific time.
That is just fascinating. That is incredibly interesting.
Yes, it's to es para demostrar y la invitación es de ir a investigar ustedes mismos.
And this is to demonstrate that we have to investigate ourselves. What would happen when you will when you were born or conceived or.
Sí, desde 9 meses antes de la concepción hasta 9 meses después del nacimiento.
9 months before and after the baby is born.
Wow, that is really incredible. If you don't mind, I would like to have Michiko Hayashi comment on that. She's the director of the Emoto Peace Project. She also was Dr. Masaru Emoto's assistant before he passed away, unfortunately, in October of 2014. Michiko, you have children's books which teach children love and gratitude. And how does that fit in with Dr. Bali's research?
Dr. Blunt. Dr. Blunt. Okay. I see it very connected with what I'm doing because what water crystals are showing us is that whatever the words or thoughts that we have affect water. Now, what Dr. Blunt is saying is that what the mother is feeling or saying when the baby is born, not even before born, when the conception happened, then since that moment, the mother's thoughts or emotion or words affect the baby, and if the mother is happy, in the state of happiness, then the baby will be happy the rest of the rest of the life.
What a beautiful and amazing concept.
And see, because the amniotic liquid is water. 96% water, and it's also the same portion of salt water as seawater.
So this goes back to Dr. Moto's research as well, because he found that positive thoughts create beautiful water, beautiful crystals in water, and raise the vibration of the water, whereas negative thoughts make these ugly images in the water and lower the vibration. Therefore, you're saying that you can use thoughts, like Dr. Moto did, to create beautiful, healthy children. Is that right?
Exactly.
Great.
So that is the most important thing, is that how mothers are happy state when the when they are pregnant. And I'm really witnessing this with all other mothers and children. Usually when children are happy and good children, their parents are good. So that's showing what Dr. Blum has studied.
That is incredible. Well, we have a few minutes left, and also, Michiko, could you please give out your website if people want more information about your work?
Okay, thank you. It's www.emotopeaceproject.net for headquarters office. It's www.emotopeaceproject.me for Emoto Peace Project America. And Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O, Peace Project.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, you're doing wonderful work, and I know you distribute these beautiful children's books around the world to teach children the value of love and gratitude. And Dr. Blonde, could you please give out your website or contact information?
Ah, bueno, sí. Tengo una página web que es www.mireilleblanc. Hay que escribirlo. MireilleBlanc.com.
Okay. Dr. Blonde's website is www.mireille, spelled M-I-R-E-I-L-L-E, Blonde, big B, LAN.com.
Gracias. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're both two beautiful people doing, two beautiful women.
Three.
Yeah,
four.
There's so many.
All of us, beautiful people doing
work in the world to make this planet a better place.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. And as well, Dr. Fernandez and your wonderful assistant, thank you so much for being here. And we have another doctor actually waiting to come on the show, Dr. Roca, Cairo Roca, all the way from the Bahamas. And do you mind if I call you Cairo?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's my name.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Roca or Cairo, you have an interesting background. You've been to Findhorn, where you met your wife. You live in the Bahamas, where there are many remnants of the Atlantean civilization. And you told me earlier today, too, that you live in a part of the Bahamas where there's a lot of healing energy from Atlantis there. Could you tell my listeners, please, a little bit about your background?
Yes, I'm very happy to be here with you and opening this wonderful window that's allowed to us to talk about beautiful things. Basically, it goes back to when I was very young. I was 7 or 8 years of age. I used to have two things. One, it was like a recurring dream that I was dreaming that my hand was huge, the size of the room, and I was trying desperately to hold the needle. And of course, because my hands were so big and the needle was so small, that would make me cry, and I would cry my mom, it would console me. So I had no idea that I was going to be an acupuncturist in the future. I guess it was some sort of premonition. But also, the things I used to say, play with my friends, I used to say all the time, I have a house in the Bahamas. I was 7, had no idea this was going to happen.
Where were you living at the time?
At the time, I was in the countryside of Brazil. Mm-hmm. That's where I was born, not far away from Brasilia. But to my understanding, there is this thing we call memory of the future, right? It's an interesting word, but it makes lots of sense to me. Sometimes, during a very young age, you get some sort of premonition what is ahead of you. And that's the case. And answering your question, yes, as I was telling you, I believe that nobody goes to certain places if it's not meant to be, either for your own good or for the highest good. Yeah? In this case, I believe that Bahamas, Nassau specifically, in the old tradition, is to be in Atlantis time, between Bahamas, Nassau, Nassau, the capital, and an island called Eleuthera. That's where the healing temples of Atlantis used to be. As such, I believe that nobody goes to the Bahamas either as a therapist to work with something or for healing purpose because of that.
I have to tell you, I just got a message about you that's very interesting. I'm a psychic myself, and I know that I lived back about 12 there as a priest in one of the temples, and you were there as a healer as well. And Dr. Fernandez, I think you were there. Michiko Hayashi, I think you were there as well. And many of us were here at that time. We all tried to turn things around at that time. But during those Lantean times, about 12,500 years ago, there was a clique of, you could call them the military political elite, who were playing with weapons that they should have no business playing with, including nuclear weapons, and they ended up blowing up much of the planet, plunging it into thousands of years of a time when we had to rebuild everything, and so we're back to that point now. And I think a lot of spirits like yourself, we're back here again trying to make things right, except that the difference between then and now is that back then, the negative forces actually won out, ended up destroying everything. This time, however, it's going to be different because the light forces are here. There are everyone in this room and listening around the world, and we are going to make this planet a better place.
Yes, and also we are too many now. In the past, we just feel avatars here and there. There was many of them, most of them suffered, you know, persecution, all that. But now we are too many. We are scattered. And there's something else, Ted, that is part of what I do, and I hope I'm doing what I'm expected to be done, which when people come to me as for therapy, obviously they've gone through all kinds of therapies. And then you ask yourself the moment, what is that? What else I should do? Acupuncture is the last thing that comes to people's mind, because behemoths don't like needles. But the thing is, that's to say, when people come to you, they come very disempowered. Mm-hmm. It seems like they lost their power. Either they gave it to the doctor, or to the priest, or to the spouse, to the judge, or to the lawyer. As such, then I ask, with what power do you want to heal yourself? So the first thing is, number one, don't give me your power. My role here is to help you to find that which you have the best, which is self-healing. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And we're going together facilitate to look for the power that you might have lost either in Atlantis time or sometime.
Sure.
But basically, retrieving your power is the number one thing that we're trying to do.
I hate to say this, Dr. Rocha, but we have to take a station break here for just a few minutes, and then we'll come right back on the air. Again, I want to thank you so much for being here. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting actually from Seattle, but I'm actually in the Dominican Republic today at the Third World Conference of Peace and Light with so many beautiful people in this hallway and at the conference here. We're all trying to make this world a better place. So please stay tuned. We'll continue Dr. Rocha's fascinating interview in just a few minutes.